This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis li l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalem v'kol chai l'am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are netzunim, b'tzaro v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Makis, Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. We're talking about people or the types of averis that would make a person be mechuyev to get makis. And we mentioned in last Mishnah that if an avera has also an assay to fix it, then it doesn't get makis for it. Lav anitik lasay doesn't get makis. And we're going to elaborate a little bit further on that, because there's another mitzvah or avera of a person who happens or chances upon a bird's nest, a kosher bird's nest, and he'd like to take the eggs, or he'd like to take the small birds that are there, the chicks that are there. And the mother is sitting there on top of the nest. The Torah tells us you're not allowed to take it while the mother is there. You have to send the mother away. So it says first, you're not allowed to take it while the mother is there. Loisi kachayim al banim. And then it says, shalech t'shalach hazayim. Send the mother away. So the question is, we said before, we were talking about Karban Pesach, and we mentioned that because it says, loisi siru menu ad baika, don't leave over till the morning, and anything that's left over to the morning, but eish tisreifu, gets burned. Therefore, it's a lav hanitek lasei, it's a loisasei, but then if you do the wrong thing, you can fix it by burning it. But this seems to be a little bit different, because really you're supposed to send the mother first. So over here by the bird, right? You can't. It's not that you're fixing. If you take already the chicks or the eggs, that you're sending then the mother. It sounds like you're supposed to send the mother first. So it's not that you're fixing it by sending the mother, or is it the other way? That even if you take the eggs first, can you fix it by sending the mother away as well? And that's what the Mishnah is going to work with right now. Hanoit le'elam al banim. Somebody is over the avera and he took the aim al banim. In other words, the children when the mother was present, the chicks while the mother was present, or the eggs while the mother was present. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lokev ani mashalech." He has to get makis because he did the avera. He didn't do the mitzvah. He didn't do and he did the avera, and there's no way to fix it. Sending it now is too late. Chacham say no. Mashalech, he could still send now, and that fixes the avera. And since there is a mitzvah saseh that fixes the avera, the lois saseh, it's ve'en eleike. He does not get malchus for it. Ze'aklal. This is the general rule. This is the category. Kol mitzvah lois saseh. Any kind of lois saseh, a mitzvah that says you shouldn't do, thou shalt not. Sheyesh bo kum vaseh. That also says, and you should, if you do that, then you do this to fix it. Ein chayoven aleha. You do not get makis for it. And here we have a picture of a man who came to a bird's nest and he sent away the mother. But if he kept the mother and now he wants to take the children, then he's over. So if he kept the mother and then he sent it away after he took the nest. You see that he takes it after he took the nest. Then that's the question where we had with the machlokes between the two tanoim. Yasher koyach and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.